When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Eric Trump accused Stormy Daniels of pure extortion this week and called the adult film star's criminal hush money testimony garbage, RadarOnline.com can report. Donald Trump's son's surprising remarks came on Tuesday shortly after Daniels took the stand to testify about her alleged 2006 affair with the embattled ex-president. Eric, who sat in the front row during the day's criminal proceedings, rushed to X to rage about the ongoing trial and the bombshell developments taking place. "No one believes that on the eve of an election, a former president of the United States and the current frontrunner is being tried for 34 felonies, based on a bookkeeping entry, booked by a person who never spoke with the president and sat in New York while he was in the Oval Office 240 miles away in Washington, D.C., for booking an illegal invoice as a legal expense in a personal bank account general ledger nearly 8 years ago," Eric fumed on Tuesday morning. "This is a show trial with the sole intent to embarrass and prevent the frontrunner's ability to campaign," he continued. Eric returned to X roughly 1 hour later to criticize Daniels' garbage testimony and to trash the prosecutors prosecuting ex-President Trump in Manhattan. Perspective: sitting front row attempting to figure out how any of this garbage from 20 years ago relates to legal bills submitted by a longtime personal attorney being booked as a legal expense, but I digress, the 45th president's 40-year-old son tweeted. "To be clear, they don't give a S about the merits of this case. The 15 Manhattan prosecutors are sitting at their table and behind in the courthouse pews, giddy by this salacious show," he continued. "This is the intent, not the merits, nor the fact that this entire case is a massive extortion play." Flash forward to 12:45 p.m., shortly before the court took a break for lunch, and Eric returned to X for a third time to seemingly accuse Daniels of extortion. "Pure extortion," he wrote shortly before the court took a short recess. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Eric Trump's ex tirades came as Daniels took the stand to testify about her alleged July 2006 affair with ex-President Trump. Daniels shared a series of bombshell claims while on the witness stand on Tuesday, including the claim that ex-President Trump once admitted that he and his wife Melania Trump don't even sleep in the same room. The adult film star also claimed that she once spanked Trump with a magazine during their hotel rendezvous in July 2006, and she detailed the pair's purported sexual encounter. "The next thing I know, I was on the bed, somehow on the opposite side of the bed from where we had been standing. I had my clothes and my shoes off," Daniels testified. "I just left as fast as I could." Judge Juan Merchan later denied the Trump defense team's request for a mistrial.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.